Beginning Gemara and Davim says that there's a Dav Samach Zayin. Beginning of Beis, beginning Tes Matzah, beginning of the Gemara. Eli B'Shem Melakish Amru Kamar. Even just saying what they say, but V'Leilis Spirle. But he himself actually doesn't hold like that. So the Gemara was asking, so how do you know Rish Lakish hold Nes Tamlat Gamas Mutter? But he's just explained the words of the Mishnah in how they say Nes Tamlat Gamas Mutter. But it's possible that he himself doesn't hold like that. So it says this when Timmy can say the Rabdimi Namini Mahachi. So why don't you say this anybody Rabdimi? Dole Shanu Kama, where he was just saying that, like, how we learned it. The Kari Masnin is going to Mishnah. Ve'ima Dele Lo Yisvila, but maybe he himself doesn't hold like this. The Hashem says, he says, Kibin Ashkechan Rabbi Yechanan Do Amal Lo Yishanu Amasnitin Kamoi Kein. Rabbi Yechanan also says, Allo Yishanu, qualifying the Halacha Mishnah. Mechazin Rabbi Yechanan Beferish, and we hold, we see Rabbi Yechanan explicitly does say, Noisin Tam Lab Gam is Mutter, that it is permitted. So Chanam Lab Dimi, so too for Rabbi Dimi, Dama Lo says, Lo Yishanu, Sfirli also, we assume the Noisin Tam Lab Gam Mutter that he holds that because the bad taste is going to be permitted. Next says, Matta begins the Gemara, Mechlal, the inference is, Dikam Ad Da'am, there is an opinion, like tell me that's the halach is the other way, that is someone who holds, Nesh Dhamma Vgam is Asa, gives a bad taste, is Asa, and who is that? So it says, but then we can say, Mamim Boyle, what's the big question? Ha Rebbe Le'el, where Rebbe previously prayed him a midnav la mahima beis, Tanah Mehadi Mishnah Shlema says explicitly a complete Mishnah, to Nesh Dhamma Vgam, the Asa, we find where he says that giving a bad taste can be forbidden. Gabi Shem Shalabi Kachavim Aser, by the oil of the non-Jew that's forbidden. But first time in Gemara, Mark explains, Mishra Mishra Zalif Fasin, Shal Kelim Ais Chasin, because the emissions of the vessels makes it forbidden. Avagav this time Kelim Edom Neyayim, and even though in general, that we assume that vessels are not from that day, which if it's not from that day, it gives a bad taste, and still we see it's Aser. We'll come up and say, later on, the end of the Perek, Dabahim, Ayin, Ahim, Beis, Gabi, Bekula, Nishtam, Shubahen, Achla, Yadful, that they were utilized if they weren't tabled. The Mukichad Braisa, we explain one Braisa, command them like the one who says, Nezitam of Kam is Asa. So you see that there are opinions. If you're someone who says, you can say, the Rosh Hashanah Tan, the Rosh Hashanah behead you. No. One to find Tan explicitly says the word, Nezitam of Kam is Asa. Another part you could say, Dachi Kama, what are we saying is like this. Me, command Amma, Nezitam of Kam Asr, is there someone who says that it gives a bad taste, Asa, Ki Hai Gavna in such a case? That is, Shafil Hoya Issa Be'en. That even if the prohibition would be visible, Hayilav Kam would give a bad taste. That is, so Leidami LeShemen DeLeEl, you can't compare it to the case of oil previously to the Shemenim, Hayi Issa Be'en, if the oil would be visible, Hayil LeShevach would be giving a good taste, compared to LeEl, like we previously explained, that LeMachazim Be'ez DeMaschal E. That's what I'm saying, who is it that says that even if something is Be'en, even so, it's going to give Tam of Kam, it would still go ahead and be awesome. I think just Matta begins the Gemara be'idach. The other opinion holds Kadir Basiyeh Menami. Yeah, even apart from that day, Ef Shadulay Pogma Purit. It's not possible that it's not going to give us somewhat of a bad taste. Ulachi Yalv Menir Meir. So that's where Meir learns that from. Esser Pagam Ba'alma. That to say it's forbidden, even in general, when it gives a bad taste, as we see from Klei Midyan. So Mashma, it sounds like Abel Rab Shimon the Shari, but according to Rab Shimon, holds that it is permitted. It's really that he holds the best Yom HaLipag Maklav, that if it's Ben Yaim, it's from that day, it doesn't give a bad taste at all. V'hobo HaTalya, and this is what it depends on. Manda Manoistam V'gam Aser, the one who holds that if it gives a bad taste, if Ben Sabi, he holds the Kedir Bas Yom HaPag Mepurta, that even from that day, it gives a little bit of bad taste, and still we see the Torah says forbidden. Manda Shari, and the one who holds that it's permitted, if it's Pagam, is Sabi, holds the Lipag Maklav, doesn't give any bad taste at all. And that's why it's Aser, but if it does, it would be Mutter. So it says, but it's a wonder because the perkele over in the Gemara Pesachim Nafim Dalam and Beis Pligir Bekibir Rabbanon and Machlekes Bekibir Rabban. To Bekibir Olav, he learns that Tam Ki Iker. How do you know that the primary taste of something is like the thing itself? Megulav Dikachav from the emissions of the clay midyan, which was prohibited. Even though it's just Tam, but Rabban Yalfi Mimishus to learn from when the grape juice is soaked in the bread, it's giving taste into the bread. That's also forbidden because Avoloi Megulav Dikachav. They don't learn that from the emissions of the clay midyan. Because that's a novelty. You can't learn that from somebody that's a chiddush. That's a novelty. Why is it a chiddush? Because generally, when it gives a bad taste, it's permitted. And here, by the emissions, even though it's giving a bad taste, the Torah still says forbidden, so you can't learn that from over the Tam Kikar. No, it's not true. The Torah only makes it forbidden when they conquered Midian from that day itself, that they had cooked in it. That does not give a bad taste. And there is not a chiddush. Now, but Rabban, the Kedir Basim and Nami, but Rabban hold on, even from that day, you have to lay Pogma Purta. It's not possible. That's not at least a little deficient. Tzikach have a Chiddush, it is a Chiddush. Now, Bahashta, now it says Tesis. Keep the Sabbath Rabban the Hassam. Since Rabban over there hold the Basim and Nami, that even from that same day, you have to lay Pogma Purta. It's not possible. It doesn't give somewhat of a bad taste. If that's the case, Nailiv Minab Ba'alma, so we should learn from there that in general, the Pogam Aser, that when something gives a bad taste, it's going to be forbidden. Kedamahach le'a Meir, like the Gemara says over here for a Meir. So how's the Gemara say? But they were abundant the chiddushu that they hold that it's a chiddush. The chol noisin tamal of gam ba'alma mutter that in general that if it gives a bad taste it's going to be permitted. But wait a second, you should learn out from over there that it's going to be aser. B'yishem tizik says the inchanami. You're right. The rabban the hasam sabi. The rabban they hold the chol noisin tamal of gam is aser. That where it gives a bad taste, it's going to be forbidden. That if the prohibited element would be visible, it would be giving a good taste. Because the afin alam megula b'kachavim, but then out from the emissions of the non-Jewish vessel, the pogam porta that gives a little bit of a bad taste. Kedam ha'asim like the Gemara says about it. I've already come ha'asim this that the Gemara says about it. Nice time of gam amamutter that in general when it gives a bad taste, it's going to be permitted. I need pogam gamar. That's a full-fledged bad taste. Shgam is a bit end that even if the prohibited element would be visible, hupagim would be giving a bad taste. The hupagam, okay, such a deficiency, lekalamela of lesser, that you cannot learn out to say is prohibited migula v'kachavim from the vessels that emit these not kosher flavors of the nodules. The pagma purta, the guli of the kachavim, because it gives just somewhat of a bad taste. Because by the emissions of the non-Jew, Hoya Isaben, Hoya Leshevach, if the prohibited bacon, whatever it was visible, it would be given a good taste. V'ha the Kamar, and this that the Gemara says, Hula v'kachav mechidishu, that the emissions are a novelty. Avagav the Leidami, Hai Pagam, the Pagam be'almo, the Mutti Kibirishis, even though you can't really compare this Pagam to the general Pagam that's permitted, that's a full-fledged Pagam, like we explained. Still, he loved the Golik Krah, if not for the Pasuk revealing. The Gulev Gechavim Aser, that the emissions of from the non-Jew would be forbidden, from Halacha would be permitted. The Mali Oysa Begam, Mali Begam Acher, okay, is that Begam, a different Begam? And even so, Aser Achmona, the Torah makes it forbidden. But given Aser Achmona, and since the Torah makes it forbidden, Yafin Miham, so we learn that at least that for the Iser of Begam, that is, the kayitzibai is a similar dying to begam, shem hoya isa be'en hoya l'shevach, that if it would be visible, it would be giving a good taste. Except Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon, the Psachim, they hold kamasnit, the Mishnah of the Imamidin, of Perikim Amidin, that we said in the Mishnah previously, that the oil of the non-Jews are forbidden, which Shmuel explained, because the oil absorbs the iser from the kli, and even though it's nice and tam of gam, but since the iser would be be'end, would be give a good taste, so therefore it's going to be forbidden. So this taste is b'shalish machlekes b'davah. So it comes out, we really have a three machlekes over here. That it may the shmait and sever may and also he holds kol nice and tam of gam is also anything that gives a bad taste forbidden. Now filik kushu pogum, even if it would be a bad taste, gam kushu iser be'end, even if the prohibited item would be visible. The yalav l'gam b'gulav b'kachavim. He learns that totally from the halacha of emissions of the vessels of the non-Jew. And he doesn't learn that anything from the halacha of nevela lahatir to permit. He learns it out to say that if it's always had a bad taste, like what we say here in the sugya. Now, Rabbi Shimon matir, on the Shimon, on the other hand, he permits kolpagam, anything to give it a bad taste. I feel like kashrus shabach. Even if it would give a good taste when the Isser would be visible. Given the Hashtag of Gamhu, since now ultimately it gives a bad taste, sure, it's permitted. The Yovla Gamhu Nevela, because he actually learns it totally from the Halacha of Nevela, again, like our Sugya talks about. Megula B'Kachav Layov Klal, doesn't learn anything from the Halacha of emissions from the Midianite vessels. The good Sovah, because he holds Kedir Basiyah Mishasa Taira, because the vessels that were used that day, the Tarez of Abin, like Pagan Porta, doesn't even give it any of a bad taste. And then you have the Rabban and the Psachim. The Pligar Rebbe Kiva, they disagree on Rebbe Kiva. Sorry, they hold the Dabashu Pogam. Some of it gives a bad taste, because it's a bit, and even when the Is will be visible, that's sure that's permitted the Yofin Lam and Nevela, because that would learn that from Nevela, that is not a problem. Of Pogam the Hashda, but pagama that now she'in is be'en because the prohibition is not visible. Achshav now, amnu hayu leshavach k'shes be'en, but it would have given a good taste when the iser is visible. Then it's also then forbidden. The yolfu megulah b'kachavim, because that they learn now from the emissions from the non-Jewish vessel, megadir basyama from a the old vessel, the pagma porta that it gives somewhat of a bad taste, and still it's also. And that's how the Mishnah Perikim Midin holds like Rabbanan, again, like we explained in the previous Devar Maschal Mechlal. Another approach to this, you can see, is Rabban Rabbi Kiva de Pesachim, Perik Elo Ivrin, Heinrich B'Shem de Shmaitin. It's actually B'Shem here from our Sugya. The Shari Kol Pagam, that permits all types of Pagam Kedapish, like we explained. I bought the Kamahasam, this day says over there, the Gedir Basiyayim of Pagma Purto, that if it's from that day, it gives a little bit of bad taste. And Shimon, however, obviously, holds the Le Pagma Klal, that it doesn't give any bad taste at all. Because the Pagma, because if it does give someone a bad taste, Imkin, if that's the case, Litzer, it should be forbidden of Pagam when it gives a bad taste, like we said, it's obvious from Asugya. Okay, the British is, and like we explained, that's a test. Yes, you can say it's about the Gam Reb Shimon Maidi. Reb Shimon definitely agrees the Pagma Porta that it gives somewhat of a bad taste. But it doesn't learn enough from it to make it forbidden when in general it gives a bad taste. Like for example, it's not from that same day. They could Pagam Rabba, because that gives a huge bad taste. The Pagam Rabba, the Pagam Porta, the Basyema. Because to learn out a big bad taste from a small bad taste from that same day, lo yafinan, that he doesn't learn out. That's what Rabbi Shimon holds. Rabbi holds, no, the yafinan pagam rabban pagam purta, you do learn out a very bad taste from a small bad taste. Now, vikid the pedish meyakara. Now, if it's like we explained previously, the pligi basyema, that they disagree from a benyame, ipagma iloy, if it gives a bad taste or not, ze enoi svarim, that wouldn't be logical. Because Imkin, if that's the case, Nefzeh not. Let's see. Let's test this out. Let's put it to the test. Like, what's this big machlekes? It's a mitzias. But Yeshlevi Ra'ilazeh, we could also bring a proof to this idea that Maid Rabbi Shimon agrees, the Kedir Bas Yayma, that apart from that same day, Nami Yeshlevi Pogma Purta, that's also not possible, didn't give somewhat of a bad taste, Kedir Bas, like we explained. Because the Ile Pogma Kalar Rabbi Shimon, because everything according to Rabbi Shimon doesn't give any bad taste at all. So, Giuli Abdi Kachavim. These emissions from the non-Jewish vessel, the Kosh Rachman III writes, Lamali, what do I need that for? Pshita, obviously, given that with the Shabbach, since it gives a good taste, the mitzvah, of course, it's going to be forbidden. The tam, as you get into above, Samach Hesu and Av, have a kicker, is like the primary thing itself. Vechitim, if you're going to say, Lahai Guvay Tzuf, oh, we need it for that itself, the tam kicker, to tell us that it tastes like the thing itself, the Miku'u Levi Guchav, Miyalf Reb Shimon, because it's from the emissions of the non-Jewish vessel, Reb Shimon, the tam kicker, that the tastes like the primary Kedama Levi Kiva, like it says, Reb Kiva Pelika Ivrin. So it's tasting no if shalomikin. You cannot say this because the eol of Reb Shimon Megula b'kuchav and tamki ikar. If he learns out from the clay midyan the tamki ikar, if that's the case, takes Reb Shimon. So then you have to ask Reb Shimon mishras to cost of one the lomali. So what does the Torah teach him when it says mishras by the nazar when the grapes is soaked into the bread? Dola itzach l'tamki ikar. You don't need to teach the tamki ikar. Given the Megula b'kuchav miel of law Reb Shimon. Since you tell me he's learning out from Megula b'kuchav. Ve'inam don't say it's a mishras. You're right. You need mishras for something else. To tell me that the permitted bread combines with the prohibited wine. Kedama some like the Gemara says of the Perikel Oivlin and Bekiva according to Bekiva. Uloil miyolav migul of gechavim a tam kikker. And that you're right. He learns out tam kikker from gule of the gechavim from the clay midyan. The lamai itzrich mishras. What do you need mishras lahetam starf leiser? If you're eating an olive size, mitama isa nivla, from the taste of the prohibited element that's absorbed heter into the heter, hainu tam kiker, that's tam kiker. And if it's a half an olive size of prohibited with olive size of that's permitted, lehim starfit, they don't combine. And that's why you need for the heter combining with the iser. Because we hear according to Reb Shimon that he says, and Malkus of Yedzayin, Kol Shul LaMalkus, even the minute amount is for Malkus. So Mekain, Lamali Hetem Tzav LeIsser. So then we're back to the question, you don't need Hetem Tzav LeIsser. So Ella, Shema Minah, rather says, obviously the Moedr B'Shimon agrees, the Kedir Bas Yoyim and Nami must be, we just proved that even the Kedir from that same day, if Shul Pagma Purta, it's not possible, it doesn't give somewhat of a Pagam, because the priest like we explained. Kach Dik, the Kedavid of Shmuel, Ma'avir. That's how he analyzed this. Ravim Yoka Makinon Deicha. He rejects this proof. He says Deicha, because you could say the Akate Shape Itzrich Mishlas of Bishimon. No, you do need Mishlas according to Bishimon. Avagav the Sub, although he holds Kol Shul Malkus, even Manir Amat would be Malkus. Well, how is that possible? A Pesh Rabbein Tam Besamach, because Rabbein Tam explains shortly that Haynu Davka, that specifically Kishe Isabe En, when the prohibited element is visible, avloya de taroibis, but not through a mixture, get the muchach, like it's obvious, mahid the ma'isa b'samach, like the gemara brings shortly, but arlo b'klai kerim, that aim and starve and that they don't combine. B'chet zorach leim ha'akach, that obviously you have to say, dim lakinke, but that's not the case, like timsa isa klal, butler b'shimen, you're not going to find any iser, that's butler according to b'shimen, loy b'doy b'yavish, not when it's solids for majority, but loy b'samach b'lach, and not with liquids in 60. Of course you need mishas lehet mitzav leisra to say that the permitted combines with the prohibited. When you have an half olive size of wine that's absorbed in half an olive size of bread, but achlin eats it. Almost like the Gemara says over there, nazar shashar pita b'yayin, the nazar that soaks his bread and wine. V'yesh b'kadei l'tzarv kazayis, and there's what to combine to be kazayis. Chayv yigam yichayv. Well, the oilam, and the truth is tam keikel b'shimin, and if you could say that tam keikel karn b'shimin migula b'kachavim. You do learn from Gula of Kachom. Kach Deicha, Harav Rabbi Yochar, that's how he rejects that raya.
It says Taisus, it says, Amayri, Harav Rabbi Peretz, Mekayim Pirishar of Rishmol. Now he maintains the interpretation of Rishmol. Well, I mean, he says, Dicha Harav Rabbi Yochar, says his rejection, Enuklum. It's not true. Why? Kedavadim, most definitely, if you're saying that Tom Kiker, that you learn that out, Migi'uli, from the missions of the clay midian, according to Shimon. So, Sulay Itzach Mishras lehet mitzav leeser. You don't need any more Mishras for the halach of het mitzav leeser. Why? Shem dulav tzirav nami kol shuhu. Because even without a combination, you'd also say a minute amount is going to be aser, avagav de ene be'en, even though it's not visible, el nivlu b'tei chapas, only that it's absorbed in the bread. Mabakach, who cares? Halakim the Tam Kiker, maybe a little bit of since you learned Tam Kiker from the emissions of the clay midian, if that's the case, Chashabat Tam and Nivlo, so the absorbed taste is considered Kilo Hayyuben as if it's visible, it's Kiker. If that's the case, Kimach Ilo Hayyuben the Issa Be'en, since you tell me if it would be visible. Hayyimachayb, Bechoshul, Bishimen, Yubichayb, Amanir Matakorn, Bishimen, Nochanamik, Shu Nivlo Beheter. See, when it's absorbed in the Heter, Kimach Ish Be'tam, it has taste with Tam Kiker, and the taste is like the primary. You should know, though, even though Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon says kol shu lamakis, because kol shu hu lamakis, that a minute amount, if a makis is, as the Gemara says, kikizayis, it's just like a kizayis, so that's kikizayis l'rabbanan, so or bikizayis l'rabbanan, it's like a kizayis according to Rabbanan. Cain, if that's the case, kachli kol shu Rabbi Shimon, kikizayis l'rabbanan, so same thing. Even if it's not visible, even if it's absorbed in the heter, sheichol kol kach, when the heter, they can eat so much from the heter habaluah that's absorbed the iser shalchol kizayis, they can eat the size of an olive mitam iser habaluah b'teichay, because the absorbed iser inside of it mechayvul, you can be liable in the kilochol kizayis iser ben, as if you ate an olive size of the iser as is kim the tam keikah, because it tastes like the primary. If that's the case, what then kol shuhu l'rabbi Shimon? Same thing in the manir b'kor l'rabbi Shimon, because shalchol b'tayroibis, when you eat it in the mixture tam. The taste, mechai, you're going to be loved, because ochle ben, as if you ate it as it is, given the tam kikir, because the taste is like the primary thing itself. If that's the case, itam kikir, if the aloch of tam kikir, you're learning out, megula b'kacham l'rib shimin, from the clay midin, according to b'shimin, so sula yitzvach l'rib shimin mishas klal, so you don't need mishas at all, the lehet mitzav le'issa, la yitzvach, you don't need to have the mitzvah for the mekoshu mechayiv betam, because you're liable, even the koshu, yes, even with taste, keloi be'en, as if it was visible, because Rashi, like I explained, m'kain, if that's the case, either Gira says Heicha Kamale or Hadra Kush Laduchte. So the question goes back to its place that Mishras, the Kasrach Manalomali, why do you need Mishras? The Chesiv Gabi Nazar says by Nazar Lubshim according to Bishim. Igul Abikachav Matam Ki Iker. If Guli Abikachav is Matam Ki Iker, Mishum Dele Pogam Klaal, because it doesn't give any bad taste at all, Al Akachli Sub Rabbi Shimon, obviously Rabbi Shimon holds. The Kedera Basiyama Pagma Porta. Obviously, it gives somewhat of a bad taste. Vashanichakon, everything makes sense. Like, must have shown the middle of Tam Kiyaka Megulab Kechabim. You can't learn out from Gulab Kechabim. The Chiddushu, it's a Chiddush, given the Pagma, since it gives a bad taste. I feel like Pagma Zut, even the small bad taste. Why you learn Lahat, they're called Pagam.
and we should permit all pgam. Ilav the galik krav, not for public revealing to us. But kach itzur mishras l'tam kiyeka. Then we need a mishras to tell you tam kiyeka. Mashdocha Rabbi Biyoka m'mashe pirsh Rabbi Tam l'kamon. From what Rabbi Tam explains later on, mahi the arul ba'klayim the besamuch. Shimon does not say manir ma'af ha'makas b'midit to tarayvus by something of a mixture. Rak b'davu shu be'en, only something that's visible. I'm a ma'iri. My teacher says the lekasha le'midit is not difficult at all to him. Rabbein Tam le'di b'rak b'tarayvus shish lahatel is batal. Rabbein Tam is only talking about a mixture that it should be permitted through a nullification. Yavish b'yavish chad b'trei. Like when you have solids, a ratio of two heter to one isid. Rachman amatari says acharam lahatas. You go based on the majority. Or by liquids, zechid like a time where it doesn't give a taste. You go and take a samach where the 60 to 1. The chamaka and the shayach lebitul. Whenever there is nullification, that's applicable. Lav amar b'shimin kosher lemakas. B'shimin doesn't say manir amat is going to give you lashes. The law of kosher b'shimin mekizayis rabbanon. B'shimin's kosher not better than the rabban's kizayis. V'cheichad kizayis rabbanon is vata b'roiv b'yavish b'samach b'lach. Just like when rabbanon is bitul. And solids 2 to 1, and in liquids 60 to 1. Who would Rav Shimon call shu? Even Rav Shimon that says, "If I knew the amount, or Rachman Amak that says the levatal, that it can be nullified." But heichad leshayich bittel, where bittel is not applicable, go and heichad ikatam, where, for example, that's where there's taste. The tam lebatal, where taste is not nullified, keeping the tam keikah because it's like the thing itself. Okay, according to Shimon, yes, it's going to be us or manu demay kishu b'tzur when it's a mixture, keeping just b'tam because it has a taste. Kiloy be'en as if it was here, could the person like we explained. Can you learn more? That's what appears to my teacher. Also, look into the Shabbat, I'll pay testament based on Maschel. And then, Tesim Iliad, because I went off the Maschel today.